Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever.
What up, what up? Welcome to My Real Talk Radio. This is your host, Jamel.
This your girl, Miss Liz, bringing you the dopest unsigned talent from east to west, to down south, and back up top.
And as always, bring you the latest and greatest gossip every single week. Who else but me? Derek Dwayne. And we are My Real Talk Radio. Of course, we're coming to you live on MRTRShow.com. Make sure you guys call in right now. Hit us up, 646-915-8100. Let's go.
Stay connected with us. Hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go. So we are live in the building with a very, very special guest. She's multi-talented. I mean, she wears two hats. She's also the director and the playwright of the brand new hit stage play, The Coffee Shop, which is going to be premiering on January 7th in Houston, Texas. Shanisa Dotson, welcome to My Real Talk Radio. How is everything?
Everything is going good. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to have you on. I know that you are pretty busy right now because not only did you write this production, you're also directing it. So how is it wearing two hats?
It's a lot of work, but if you're focused, if you're determined, if you prioritize, everything kind of falls into place.
Okay. Now, I want to talk more about the play, but I want to take it back slightly. Just want to find out where you're from and give us a little bit of insight of your upbringing.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in Arkansas. I currently reside in Texas from a single-parent home. And my mom just raised us to be strong, and that kind of led me into starting my own company and just being fearless, going after what I want in life.
Okay. And at what point did you, find your love for the arts?
I've always loved the arts. I think I recognized it when I was a senior in high school. So about 16 years ago is when I really found that deep love for the arts.
Okay. And now, of course, did you participate in any plays or productions when you were younger?
I did. I used to do competitive speaking and compete doing solo acting for my competitive speech class. So we used to tour across Arkansas competing in different competitions.
Okay, so this is like better than you already. This ain't new to you.
No, it's not new.
Okay. Now let me ask you, too, because, of course, what made you decide to put this production together, of course, with you being the director and the playwright of The Coffee Shop, what was the inspiration behind it and what made you decide to, give that green light?
Well, lately in the news, there's been a lot of different stories about sexual assault and stories about rape, so I was like, okay, it's time for me to write something about this. So with The Coffee Shop, it's set in a coffee shop, but it gives you the feel of a beauty shop or a barber shop. It's a lot of gossiping going on. It's a lot of people sharing their life stories. So I felt like it was time to put on a production that will address that issue. And, lately it's been a lot of people getting really light sentences or taps on the wrist for raping people. So I said, why not bring awareness to this issue? It might be uncomfortable for some people to talk about, but I felt that it was something that needs to be put out there in order for some type of change to occur.
And especially being able to write something that personal, how was it for you, the writing process? I mean, were you going through it? I mean, were you crying sometime? Like, how was that whole process? Was it therapeutic for you?
It was therapeutic. I didn't cry, but I did put myself in the mind of each character when I wrote it. When I was growing up, I had an incident where someone tried to sexually assault me, but I was able to get away. But as I started sharing this story when I was writing this play, I had so many people open up to me. It was like, thank you for sharing this story. This, and this happened to me. I can't wait to see the production. So I was like, that's confirmation that this is definitely something that I need to get off the ground and put it on for different people to see.
Well, I definitely want to say I do feel deeply sorry for you that you had to go through that altercation. But I would say the upside of this thing is at least you're able to share this particular story and be able to put it out there. And I'm pretty sure that you're going to touch and help so many people. So I take my hats off to you for being so brave.
Thank you very much. And that's the goal of the production, just be able to touch people's lives and give them, encouragement to get out there and speak about the different things they're going through, because that can be, their testimony. It could help somebody else escape this situation or have the courage to talk about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, let me ask you, because, of course, you know, with casting, now, of course, you know, some directors find casting to be quite interesting and some directors find it to be a little bit annoying. How was it for you just casting the actors for this project?
It's always fun for me because it's just like American Idol. You never know what you are going to get. You might get someone that will just blow you away. You might get someone and you're sitting there behind the screen saying, did this just happen? Did this person really just come here with this? So you get a variety of characters. So for me, it's fun.
And let me ask you, do you also act in the play as well?
I do. I do a cameo in the coffee shop.
Okay. Definitely excited about that. Now, of course, you know, just with the process of rehearsing and getting the production together and all that stuff, you know, how is your team? You know, I'm pretty sure you have a nice, solid team and a good group of actors that's ready to push this thing out.
Absolutely. A good group of actors, and they're coming in from Florida, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Now, of course, your motto is dream big or go home. Can you give me a little insight on that?
Absolutely. It's like growing up in a small town. You're not really exposed to different things. So once I graduated, I've traveled all over the world. I've lived all over the world. And I said it's important that we, you know, expose different generations to, you know, what's outside of their four walls or their city or their state or their country. So my thing was always dream big or go home, because you got to dream big. If you don't, you're still going to be stuck in that same mindset. So that's how we came up with that motto.
Okay. And, of course, we know that the coffee shop is going to be premiering January 7th in Houston, Texas. Do you have plans of bringing it in other territories across the country?
Absolutely. We're still setting up our 2017 schedule, but we also have March the 25th in North Little Rock, Arkansas at the Argenta. So we're still building, but we also have Arkansas on the book as well.
Okay. And what venue is it going to be at in Houston, Texas on January 7th?
It's called The Match, M-A-T-C-H.
Okay. And, you know, do you have information where they can purchase tickets or anything of that nature?
Well, they're still uploading their website, but tickets will be available at matchhouston.org.
Okay. Make sure you guys support this production if you guys are in the Houston, Texas area, or even the surrounding areas, or if you guys want to be, you know, want a treat to be able to be a part of something historical, because I'm pretty sure this is going to be huge for you. Fly in, you know. But make sure you guys do whatever you can to witness this production. Now, of course, you know, with the coffee shop touching on such a sensitive subject, what are your hopes for it in terms of the exposure and where you can take this?
I hope that it gives people the courage to speak out about it. Because a lot of times people hold things in and then they battle with it internally. So I'm hoping that it gives them the courage to speak out and give people, you know, enough information to not do this. If you feel like you want to do this to someone, go get some type of help.
Definitely. And I want to ask you, too, because, of course, what is the mood of the play? Is it one of those plays that it's somber the whole time, or is it some comedy aspects to it? Give us a little insight on that.
It's a lot of comedy. It's a lot of comedy because what I like to do is to write to where, you know, I kind of take people on an emotional roller coaster ride. You're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to be angry, and then you're going to laugh again.
Cool. I'm definitely looking forward to this. I feel like, again, it's something that's missing because we don't really get too many movies, productions, or TV series that really, really touch on this particular subject. So I'm pretty sure this is going to be huge for you, and I'm pretty sure you're going to touch a lot of people. So I'm excited for you. I hope you. I know you're excited because obviously you wouldn't be putting this production on. Now, of course, with you being a director and a playwright, are you working on any other projects besides the coffee shop?
I am. I also have like a one-act play that I'm also getting ready to do, and it's called Vagina Rights. And it deals with social issues as well. You have like this group of eclectic women who are fighting for their rights, so they create what's called the Vagina Rights Code. And it deals with transgender issues, domestic violence, pay inequality, and HIV.
Okay. And are you still in the beginning stages of that, or is that ready to go up as well?
It's ready to go as well.
Okay. Well, and I guess with you, I noticed that, you know, your productions have meaning to them.
I couldn't hear the end part.
I was saying that with these two productions, there's meaning and purpose behind them. There's a message behind it.
Absolutely. I always try to write something that's going to bring awareness to a different cause. All my plays have some type of meaning to them. Domestic violence, forgiveness, something that's going to, you know, wake up the community and open that dialogue between, you know, people who are dealing with it, people who have overcome this issue, and people who think, you know, I might want to get out there and do something to someone that I shouldn't do. So it kind of opens up that dialogue.
Right. Also, please, shout out all your social media outlets and everything where fans can keep up with you, as well as being able to get tickets to your productions.
Okay. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at BlackGirls12. That's BLKGRRLD12. And for any information about our productions, our scholarship, or anything that we have going on, they can always find that information at www.blackgirlsgirldproductions.com.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to say you are an official friend of the show. Anytime that you want to come on and promote a project or, you know, just chat with your fans, you're always welcome.
Oh, thank you so much.
No problem. And I also wish you well in all your future endeavors.
Thank you.
You have a great night.
You too.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Bobby V. Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Beverly, how I do it? Nothing to it, nothing fluid. 15 on the handbag.
Got a team, no shame, she love that.
Moving back around. It's the best job in town. Look at palm trees while we free. This Cali life's for me.
No, I don't wanna be here without you. Now every time I go without you.
Can we go way back?
Cruising through the city.
Reminiscing on the good times we had. And on the radio they're playing. Where did it go?
I'm so young, just dreaming.
Can't wake up on the rooftop singing. Where did it go?
I'm so young, just dreaming.
Just laying on the white sand, just wondering what happened to us. I wish you were here with me when I was down and out. You were there for me. The stars are stars, so choose to have my heart.
No, I don't wanna be here without you. Now every time I go.
Can we go way back?
Cruising through the city.
Hollywood heart. With these Hollywood arms. With these Hollywood hearts.
Stay connected with us. Hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go.
Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever. Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever.